Good morning, delegates. Please, let's take our seats and begin. Good morning, delegates. Please, let's take our seats and begin. I am pleased to observe that it is only 1 minute after 9:30. with that observation, I welcome all of you to Geneva. I'm Karen Hulebach, the chairperson, and along with our new secretary, Selma Doiron, and I think if you will all join me in congratulating her. We wish you the very best, because the very best for you means the very best for us. So welcome, all of you. And I share with you, I am sure, our collective wishes for a very productive session of this executive committee. I will start out by saying only a very few words. First, that we learned, we started a new tradition at the last commission session in Rome. And this tradition grew out of an important lesson we learned at a retreat that we did for the chairs, and that was that use of an evaluation form at each session of the commission, executive committee, and all committees could give us very important information about how our committees are being run, how we can do better. I can tell you that we, your elected officers, heard very clearly from all the commission members in Rome last year that we needed to do better managing our time. We agree with you, and we will do our very best to do better managing our time from now on. So we thank you very much for your honest comments, and we will do our best to act on them. So thank you. The main goal of our session today will be the critical review of standards under development. And that is a key part of what this executive committee does, advising the commission on how it can work better, more fruitfully, more effectively, and more efficiently. This is the work that we do on behalf of all the consumers of the world. Really, with that, I have no other opening comments to make, and I will turn to my colleague from WHO, my colleague to my right, Dr. Jörn Schlund, who will speak on behalf of both WHO and FAO. Dr. Schlund.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of WHO and FAO, as you've just heard, I'd like to also welcome you to Geneva. Our Deputy Director General, Dr. Asamoah Bar, would have liked to be here to open, but he had some other engagements. But after I explained to him how exciting a Codex meeting can be, he actually said that he would come later on to see what you were doing, not to make a second opening speech or anything like that, but he would like to have a feel for what Codex is, which is a good sign, because a deputy director general is number two in command, just below Margaret Chan. So it means that at least he has heard of Codex, which is a good thing, I think. And I think he's also expressing his interest. So I hope that sometime this afternoon he will be here for a short while and get an idea of what you're doing, maybe get the opportunity to talk to some of you about also the future of Codex. Now, there are many important meetings this week. I've heard that in the north, in Copenhagen. In Copenhagen, there is also a minor meeting where countries are getting together to try to find out how we can improve things on our globe. That's of course a very important meeting, but I think that sometimes we should maybe rise above our ordinary discussions and look at what we are doing in Codex, because in Codex we are actually dealing with issues which are important for the health of the populations of all the world, and that was realized 50 years ago. And we've set up a system, I say we, I mean I was not even born at that time. Okay, maybe I was born at that time, but the system has been set up that is a clear system that is recognized by all member states, that is based on science and all these good things that one would hope that they would listen to also in Copenhagen, because everything becomes easier that way. So I think that through the developments that have been going on in Codex also over the last 5-10 years, we are actually perfecting a system that other areas in public health and environmental protection could learn from, I think, hopefully in the future. Now, as I mentioned, we've been, Codex has been working on this for 50 years, and I believe that WHO and FAO, together with the Codex system, have actually been able to devise a system that works and a system that is transparent and clear, and as I mentioned, based on science. We have tried in both organizations to promote over the last 5-10 years this new view of an integrated approach to food safety, strengthening all the links and ensuring that we have cross-sectoral collaboration. We also know that over the recent years there have been new diseases on the human-animal interface moving in, some of them related to food, some of them not. But clearly, again, the focus on making sure that we have a farm-to-table approach and intersectoral cooperation is very important in that area. Again, an area where the rest of the world could learn from the Codex experience. The World Health Assembly of WHO, the top governing body of WHO, is regularly trying to follow the achievements of Codex. And last year, it expressed its satisfaction with the work of the Commission. It also reiterated the need to continuously reinforce the public health aspects of the work of the Commission, which is something that the Commission itself has reiterated several times since the evaluation of 2003. So I think that we could say that WHO is very appreciative of the developments in Codex. The same is clearly the case also for FAO, where we know that for several years the budget allocation from FAO has clearly tried to protect Codex and even increase the funds that are being moved to Codex. By the way, WHO also increased the funds, just not as much, but there is an increase. There is a realization in the governing bodies of both WHO and FAO of the good and important work that is going on in Codex, and I think that's very important to realize. At the next World Health Assembly in May 2010, food safety will be on the agenda of the World Health Organization's top governing meeting. And that is something that only happens every 10 years. Last time food safety was on the agenda was in the year 2000. So it's an important arena for member states to also remind WHO what's going on in relation to food safety, including what's going on in the Codex Alimentarius Commission. As you might recall, many times when we've talked about budget and activities from WHO, we've said it's really good that you say the things in Codex, but the right place to say them is in the governing bodies of FAO and the governing body of WHO, and this year there will be the opportunity to do that. In general, WHO and FAO is clearly in support of international standardization work that can help decrease food-related public health risks. Our secretariats are therefore also pursuing a more active engagement in the management issues relative to the Codex system in order to continuously improve the interaction between FAO-WHO and the Codex secretariat and the Codex system. And we are very happy of the recent developments also in relation to moving into results-based planning, which is something that WHO has been doing for a little while and FAO is starting to do. And we see that it would actually be beneficial to all member states and to the continued transparency of what's going on in Codex if we could have some similar developments in Codex. And we know that that is also being considered here. So with that, I would just welcome everybody to Geneva, and I hope we have some interesting and efficient days of work here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dr. Schlund. I might also mention that in WHO there is a beginning program to estimate the global burden of foodborne illness. And this program, to my way of thinking, has a natural connection with Codex, because if countries can be encouraged, can be helped to develop their own sense of their burden of foodborne illness, it might give them, for the first time, their own data to contribute to Codex risk assessments. These are concerns that we hear from developing countries year after year. Risk assessments are about the developed world. Being able to contribute data from one's own developed country could be so important. And it is in that sense, I think we could all very well support this WHO initiative, which also does a very fundamental thing in build basic public health infrastructure in countries, an extremely important development. Next, I will turn the microphone to our secretary and ask Ms. Doiron to give us some announcements that help us manage our day. Ms. Doiron.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair, and good morning to everybody. So we'll have the session, as you mentioned, Madam Chair, we have a very important program, so we have to manage time. So the session will be every day from 9:30 to 12:30, with a coffee break at of 15 minutes at 11. In the afternoon, we will resume at 2:30 until 5:30, also with a break at 4 p.m. And then it will be the same tomorrow, two sessions, also starting at 9:30 and finishing at 5:30. On Thursday, 10th, we'll have a session for discussion only in the morning from 9:30 to 12:30. In the afternoon, there will be no session because this is when we finalize the report and get it translated. Also in the morning of the Friday, there is no session. So the adoption of the report will be on Friday afternoon from 2 to 5 p.m. And the report will be available at 1 p.m. So delegates will have 1 hour to read it. Also, we would like to inform you that after the meeting, when the meeting ends today at 6 p.m., there will be a cocktail in the restaurant. In the restaurant of WHO. Yeah. So that's invited by WHO. So that was for the practical information in the session. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. I believe we are now ready to move to the first item on our agenda, which is adoption of the agenda. I might suggest that, based on early discussions, preliminary discussions of among us, as we worked through the agenda, that with the concurrence of legal counsel, that agenda item 4B, implication of amendments to Article 9 of the statutes of the Codex Alimentarius Commission, because there is no new information to discuss here since the last time this item was discussed, that we could very easily postpone discussion of this item until the next executive committee session. And without any harm to our discussion, there in fact is nothing new to discuss. We would merely postpone. At that time, we would hope there would be something substantive and new to discuss. I see nods on behalf of our legal counsel, and if the committee can agree, we will postpone and therefore remove this item from our agenda. Can the committee agree with this? I see nodding heads. Thank you very much. Does any member have any coordinator from Latin America and the Caribbean, please?
Gracias, señora presidente. Quisiéramos incluir en el tema 3 de la agenda la discusión sobre el formato que habíamos hablado para transmisión de comentarios, al mismo tiempo que un mecanismo para retransmitir comentarios de países de una sesión a otra cuando no se pueden ser, cuando los temas no pueden ser abordados por tiempo dentro de la agenda de los comités. Y en el tema 10, incluir lo que está estipulado ya en el documento de sala número 2 sobre las normas CEPE y su cambio de estatus concerniente con el tema del Comité de Frutas y Hortalizas Frescas, así como la reunión de los presidentes para poder evaluar o que este comité evalúe el que pueda seguirse haciendo este tipo de reuniones. Gracias.
Thank you, Coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean. If I could go over again, which three you said, the first one I didn't quite catch. The second one you wish to add to other matters and future work, the information included in CRD2. Yes. And the third one, if you could repeat that one as well. The first one and the second one. I understood the first one and the third one. The second one, you would propose discussion of a CRD2 under other business and future work. Yes.
Gracias, señor presidente. Quizás es mejor que lo repita en inglés. For the first thing, I would like to add to the agenda item number 3, the template for getting over the discussions in the committees to facilitate the translation and everything that it was discussed during the last session of CCXEC, as well as we have to put in place a mechanism in which whatever items are not thoroughly discussed during the committee might be just noted by the next session of each committee, because otherwise every country has to submit again and again the comments whenever there's no time to look at them during the session. That's for agenda item number 3. For agenda item number 10, I would like to discuss the CRD2 concerning UN and UNEC standards, the status of the standards and the implications within the codex work, as well as the chair's retreat.
Thank you very much. I believe I understand the suggestions now. If the committee could consider this, member for Europe, please.
Thank you, Chair. Before I ask my question, I'd just like to introduce myself, if I may. As you will be aware, Mr. Nock retired earlier this year. I have taken his place on the CC Exec Committee for the next 2 years. My name is Michael White from the UK, and I have been actively involved in previous Codex Alimentarius Commission and General Principles meetings, so I do have a fair idea of what Codex does. So having said that, good morning to everyone, and I'm very pleased to be part of this Executive Committee as a member for Europe. You mentioned in your opening remarks, and the Coordinator for Latin America has also mentioned, the retreat for chairs. I'd heard that this was an extremely worthwhile meeting, and I'm not quite sure where it would go on the agenda, Chair, but I was just wondering whether there were any plans for holding any further such meetings. Thank you.
Thank you. thank you, Member for Europe, and welcome. I'm sure the weighty robes of Shakespeare are your feeling on your shoulders already. As suggested by the coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean, we could take up discussion of a retreat for the chairs during agenda item 10, other business and future work. If the committee can agree with that, then we shall do. I see nodding heads, so we can do that. We have now two very important issues to discuss at that agenda item, so we must protect time so that discussion at that agenda item gets the attention. Those two items get the attention they deserve. They're both very important, and most particular and immediately the ECE discussion. So are there any other comments? If not, then we will proceed with the agenda as amended, adding two items as noted to agenda item 10 and an additional aspect of discussion in agenda item 3. Madam Secretary, you have a question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was wondering about the first item which was mentioned on the format of comments. To be sure, it's really critical review, because in critical review we are doing the monitoring of standards. So just to be sure, it's under 3, so it would be after we look at all the items of work, or is it under other business? Just to be sure where it would be discussed on the format of comments. Thank you.
I believe that the coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean was suggesting that it should be at the time of discussion of 3, perhaps after we discuss the substance of the item, then we could talk about format issues that perhaps will have arisen and have been illustrated in our discussion of that item. The coordinator agrees. Thank you very much. The adoption of the agenda then has been completed, and let's move next to another very important item of work for this executive session, and that is item 2. This was work that was asked, that was requested. It was work put on the executive committee by the executive committee. And the Bureau was asked by the Executive Committee to write a first draft for distribution to the Executive Committee for comment. The Bureau did that, working very well together in Rome at the end of August, 1st of September, through the good offices of the Secretary. Our draft was circulated among all members of the Executive Committee, and 2 comments were obtained. And now I would, those comments were essentially in support of the proposal as drafted by the Bureau and circulated to the Executive Committee. Are there any other comments, that any other general comments that any members would like to make on the guidance on the application of the criteria for the establishment of work priorities? These guidance are intended to help us help Codex carry out a very important job, and that is to carefully consider what new work we take up, make sure we take up work that we can actually do, and that it is among the most important work that we can take up, because we cannot do everything. Are there any general comments? Member for Asia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning to everybody. In general, we agree with the proposals. The reason is, in order for a codex to work smoothly and efficiently, it is better to put discipline at the very beginning of the work, not at the end or toward the end. So it is very important to work with strictly with criteria set out. And also, we agree that there should be some discipline on not only commodity committee, but also all other committees having very heavy workload to prioritize their work so that they can finish very important work. However, sometimes we have seen that some very important work got stuck because of some non-consensus situations. But at the very beginning, we should get sufficient information. Then we would know whether the work can go smoothly or not. I mean, just the general part, I'll stop here.
Thank you very much, Member for Asia. Member for Latin America and the Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señora Presidenta. En general, nosotros estamos de acuerdo con las propuestas que se han realizado. Sin embargo, nos preocupa algo que puede tener que ver con la lupa que se use para juzgar ciertas situaciones. Y es que cuando hablamos de los criterios para establecer las prioridades, hay casos en que prioridades, hay casos en que entonces, para los países que lo producen y que lo venden como aromática, volúmenes bajos de comercio pueden significar muchísimo, ¿no? Pero digo, no todas las varas miden las cosas de la misma manera. Entonces, lo que para algunos países puede ser insignificante, para otros puede significar miles y miles de puestos de trabajo en áreas rurales. Gracias.
Thank you very much, Latin America and the Caribbean. Clearly, data sources will, we need to use as many data sources as we can. The data will never be perfect, but we need to make these analyses as data rich as they possibly can be. That is the emphasis, to attempt to build the richness of the data that we consider when we consider new work. Thank you, Member Latin America, Caribbean. Member Near East, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. نحن أيضا ندعم بقوة وجهة النظر المقدمة هنا من قبل الهيئة المكتب ونشكرهم على هذا الجهد الكبير. لدي أيضا ملاحظة قريبة من الملاحظة التي تفضلت بها لاتين أمريكا بخصوص موضوع حجم التجارة البينية، فهذا أيضا نقطة حساسة بالنسبة للدول الـ developing countries، حيث أنه يمكن أن يكون هناك مشكلة في موضوع التوثيق بالنسبة للتجارة البينية ما بين الدول، ويمكن أن يكون هناك صعوبة في الحصول على بعض الأرقام الخاصة في هذا الموضوع بين الدول المتقدمة أو الدول النامية عفوا يعني في منطقتنا. فهذه النقطة الوحيدة التي أرى أن يمكن أن يكون هناك مشكلة فيها، ولكن بشكل عام الكرايتيريا المبينة هي جيدة ونحن ندعمها بشكل خاص. شكرا.
Thank you very much, member for the Near East. Coordinator for Europe, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning for everybody. At the beginning, I would like to introduce myself because I am a new person in this company. And as you see and know, I have been nominated as a coordinator for Europe, and I will do the best to fulfill my new challenges, new opportunities. And at the beginning, I would like to say some comments concerning this document. And I think the idea of establishing some criteria, performance criteria, right now is a good thing and is in fashion. And we have to use in our normal life, our business activity, such kind of criteria to choose some the most important work items. And as I have said, it's a good idea, and as a coordinator for Europe, I am supporting this idea, but I have some comments which I would like to introduce right now. The proposed amendments intend to deal with problems encountered by CC exec. It was in June 2009, resulted largely from inadequate or incomplete adherence to those criteria and guidelines by the regional coordinating committees that had submitted new work proposals to the CC exec and also by the two relevant commodity committees and the CC exec itself. Poland supports the draft of amendments presented in the document, as I have said before. Moreover, the Australian suggestion to provide further guidance to committees, in particular an illustrative example of a well-prepared project document and idea of having a checklist seems to be helpful in guaranteeing proper application of a criteria for establishment of work priorities. As regards the United States comment, in our opinion, it would be necessary to consider if the proposal to add the second bullet to 2B reading it as a determination that differences in national legislation will make reaching consensus unlikely should be an indication to the committees that work should not go forward. Is not in opposition to the status of the Codex Alimentarius Commission, particularly to the following points. Point A, protecting the health of the consumers and ensuring fair practices in food trade. And point B, promoting coordination of all food standards work undertaken by international governmental and non-governmental organizations. Avoiding questionable issues can improve the efficiency of codec works. On the other hand, it does not favor the idea of food standards harmonization in the international trade. Therefore, the US proposal should be carefully studied. All implications of proposed addition should be taken into account. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Coordinator for Europe. To summarize the comments we've heard before, we've heard to this moment, there appears to be good support for the need to make the discussion of each work proposal as well documented as possible, that has been observed by more than one member, that the data available in each case will vary. There will not be the same amount of information or from the same sources available in each case. We must be accommodating of that variability. And we must understand that that variability is unavoidable. But what we seek with these with this new guidance is to encourage an improvement in the information that is made available. We're not striving for perfection. We're striving for something substantially better than we have now, and for using all possible sources of information that we can find, perhaps working more closely with the Secretariat or regional economic bodies than we have in the past. With respect to the comment for the Coordinator for Europe on the American proposal, perhaps that can come up later, but I will now take the comments from the member for Africa, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Bonjour, Mesdames, Messieurs. Effectivement, je voudrais soutenir les commentaires qui ont été faits, notamment vos derniers commentaires. Nous sommes d'accord. D'abord, nous félicitons le travail de ceux qui ont fait cette proposition. Et nous pensons qu'effectivement, le plus important pour nous, c'est de faire respecter les critères que nous-mêmes, on a arrêtés. Nous avons vraiment suffisamment de critères pour pouvoir orienter notre travail. Et je pense que au moment où nous avons besoin de produire le plus grand nombre de normes et de directives dans un délai très raisonnable, il est important que dès le départ, que nous soyons sûrs que nous avons des informations nous assurant que le travail va démarrer dans de bonnes conditions et terminer dans des délais requis. C'est la seule façon pour moi d'occuper le terrain pour éviter que d'autres situations se présentent, notamment la prolifération des normes privées qui nous préoccupent. Merci.
Thank you, Member for Africa. A very important point, yours, about the pressure on our work that is brought to bear by the proliferation of private standards. May I next take the coordinator for the Near East, please? And then the coordinator for Asia. Coordinator Near East.
شكراً سيد الرئيس. أود في البداية أن أعبر عن موافقتي لهذا المقترحات الواردة في هذه الوثيقة، ولكن أود كذلك أن أسوق بعض ملاحظة حول تطبيق ما جاء في الاستعراض التقييمي أو في هذه الوثيقة خلال مناقشات في اللجنة التنفيذية لمشاريع مواصفات ومواضيع قصد عرضها على الهيئة. فقد لاحظنا أن خلال المناقشات للمقترحات الجديدة للأعمال الجديدة وتحديد الأولويات أن ليس هناك الكثير من الموضوعية في المناقشات، فكل يدافع، كل طرف يدافع على مقترحاته من منطلقات اقتصادية أو غيرها. لذلك الاقتراح، وهذا طبعا مشروع لكل من يقدم وثيقة على اللجنة التنفيذية أو أعمال جديدة أن يدافع عليها بهذه الطريقة، وما أقترحه حتى تقوم اللجنة التنفيذية بدورها. وقد لاحظنا أن في الاجتماع الأخير بعض الأعمال لم نسوق إلى الهيئة اقتراحات عملية أو تمكنها من أخذ القرار، على سبيل المثال في موضوع مواصفة الرمان. لذلك اقترح أن تكون تقديم الأعمال يخضع إلى دراسة موضوعية مسبقة تقدم كوثيقة تقييمية للأعمال المقدمة من طرف محايد، ليس من طرف الأطراف المعنية، بل من طرف الأمانة بالتنسيق مع مكتب الرئاسة لتقييم موضوعي للعمل وفق ما يقتضيه التقييم، الاستعراض التقييمي للأعمال والأعمال الجديدة والاستعراض التقييمي بصفة عامة.
وذلك تكون اللجنة التنفيذية على علم بصفة موضوعية، ثم يناقش هذه الوثيقة صلب اللجنة التنفيذية ويتم اقتراح، معنى اقتراح على أساس، على أسس موضوعية وتقييم من أطراف ليست لها مصلحة في دفع عمل غير آخر. هذا الاقتراح سيسهل أعمال اللجنة وسيمكننا من اتخاذ القرار على طبعا تقييم موضوعي للأشياء. وشكرا.
Thank you very much, Coordinator for the Near East. I think your comment seems to have its foundation in a certain frustration that we all felt at the last review of new work proposals. And it is indeed from that sense of frustration that we took on, we were asked to take on, the executive committee put on itself the work to try to assist all proposers of new work to put forward proposals that meet a more homogeneous, a more even standard so that they can be judged in a more even-handed, balanced fashion. That is the goal of this exercise, and I hope, and I'm sure we all hope, that by doing this work and following this guidance, using all possible sources of information, we can in fact keep that review within our body. I'm not sure that we have a mechanism to take it outside of our body, but we keep it within our body. We do a good job, a better job. That's what we are striving for. And I hope you, I know, I can see by the spirit of your intervention that you join us in that. And I hope we can achieve that. Thank you very much. Coordinator for Asia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, everybody. In general, we also would like to support or to endorse this proposal. I think it's a good proposal, and congratulate to Secretariat and Bureau. And also, I would like also express my congratulations to Australia and United States for having a comment. However, Madam Chair, I think in my understanding, Codec is different with other standard, because Codec dealing with food. If we compare between Codec and ISO, that is very different, because in ISO there's some consensus between producer and consumer, or supplier and buyer. But in Codec, I think it's not like that, because food is not only for consensus between them, but the food is some consumer protection for the human health. So trade is not, it's not only the purpose of the Codec standard. So I mean, Codec standard is not only for trade facilitation, but also for human safety protection. So for the critical review, I think it's not only Japan of the trade, but we have to think about the purpose of the standard for food, for human protection. So maybe some commodity, they are not trade in abroad, but they are very important to to make a standard in order to protect our consumer. So I don't know how to read or to add in the proposal, but I think that the codec is not only for trade facilitation. Yes, codec is international standard for trade facilitation, but I think it's not only for trade facilitation, but also a very important thing is also for human protection, especially in developing countries. So for make a priority, I think it's not because of trade, I mean. So, but I don't know how to add this reason in this proposal. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Coordinator for Asia. We have had a round of general comments now, and which the general comments clearly support the general structure of the proposals for amendments to the guidelines. May I ask? There was really only one specific proposal submitted in writing on the with respect to a specific provision of the proposed amendments. Now I would like to open the floor for any specific proposals or comments, if there are any. Are there any specific proposals for changes or suggested changes to this document? I see no flags. Member from North America, please.
Use the microphone, please.
Is this better? Ah, okay, good. I just wanted to note on behalf of North America that we do support, as many others do, the recommendations for the Bureau, the proposal made by the Bureau as it is. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for North America. Member for Asia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, just for some wording in the proposal, or actually it's not in the proposal, actually it was before. It is about regional committee's recommendation, which is on page 2, under additional proposal to the executive committee, number 1, almost last line, which says significant intra-regional trade, and that there is no trade or no significant trade. This part, since the mentioning of inter-regional trade is significant, I think it would be easier for readers to say only no significant or insignificant trade rather than no trade or no significant trade. While I have the floor, some of the confusions might have arisen from the fact that some standards were proposed for development by the Commission before, with on the condition that it should be first developed in regional committees and later, after adoption at step 5, move to commodity international, or whatever called commodity committees, for further development. In fact, when we look back, it was a start over although it was from step six, but it's almost like from step one. So there was some need to add extra burden or effort to continue. So perhaps for better review as well as better development in Codex, at the very beginning, based on the information, it should be clear distinction between whether it should be advanced or developed as a regional standard or an international standard. Not just sort of moving from one committee to the other, which would basically it would duplicate the work or effort. Thank you.
Thank you, member from Asia. I believe that's what we are trying to do here, make it clear that a standard speaks to regional commodity or not. I'm not sure that we quite caught the language that you had there. You would suggest that the language read should provide well-documented and objective evidence that there is significant intra-regional trade and that there is no significant trade. Just simplify it. If it seems as though the committee can agree with that, thank you very much. Member for Asia, I see, FAO, please. Thank you, member for Asia.
Grazie signora Presidente, es solamente para solicitar atentamente de usted una aclaración. En este punto creo entender que entonces el comité no tomará en consideración la propuesta 2B relacionada con propuesta por los Estados Unidos en relación con la adición de un párrafo adicional en relación con las diferencias o legislaciones nacionales. Perfecto, gracias.
That's correct. Thank you, representative for FAO. My understanding is that that is not raised. Well, thank you very much, members. We will then adopt these proposed amendments to the guidelines on the application of the criteria for the establishment of work priorities applicable to committees with the change suggested by the member for Asia. And we thank you very much for the privilege of working for you. We listened carefully to your discussion and with intellectual commitment and full hearts did our best to carry out your wishes. We are pleased to see that we have come quite close to achieving them. So thank you for the pleasure. Thank you for your trust. Unless the secretary has anything else to say at this point, we might be ready to move to the next item, but I would turn to the secretary.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just also that everybody agreed on the proposal to include the guidelines in the procedural manual, because we agree that everybody has agreed on all the proposals made in the document. And then, of course, we will present it in an annex and reproducing the complete guidelines, because they were in the annex of the Executive Committee report of 2007, so that we will put everything. And also to be quite clear that it will be put in the procedural manual. So that will be in an annex, and it will be submitted to the Commission to agree that it will be included in the manual, to be quite clear. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. I think we can only support that suggestion. Next, we are ready then to move to the key piece of our work for this session, and that is agenda item number 3. Which is the critical review of standards under development, our monitoring of the progress of standards in development. That is agenda item number 3. You may recall that at the last executive committee session, we had a double burden. We had to do two types of critical review. We had to do this work, review of standards under development. We had to do work, we had to review new work proposals, and we also needed to do our usual pre-commission work, evaluating standards submitted to the commission for adoption at step 8 and at step 5. Normally, if we can have a December session of this executive committee, we do the monitoring of standards under development only at this session. Last June, we had a double burden, and it made for a very long and difficult meeting, but we completed it. We have the luxury to focus strictly on standards under development now at this meeting. And this work entails looking at all committees and all work taking place in those committees, focusing on the work that appears to be struggling, work that appears to be not progressing as quickly as we in the executive committee and the commission have agreed we should try to work. It is our rule, a general rule, that we will take a hard look at a document. If a document has been in a committee, a draft standard, a draft code of practice, has been in a committee for 5 years with no progress, at that point it's incumbent upon us to look carefully at why this document is struggling. Seek information from the committee, seek information from the chair, understand why there are problems, and to as best we can give advice and counsel to that chair and to that committee on how possibly to best proceed with that work. So to introduce this document, I will ask the secretary who has prepared the table in which the information is summarized for you to give you an overview of this table, and then we will discuss committee by committee any pieces of work, any draft standards that appear to call for commentary or questions from this executive committee in the way of critical review. Madam Chair, Madam Secretary.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. So as you indicated, this is on the monitoring of the standards in the in work progress. There are two parts, in fact, all the committees are covered, and the one task force we have. In the first part, these are all the committees which have not met since the last commission and since the last executive committee. So the status in that case, the only change in the status would be when a standard was adopted at step 5, and now it's at step 6. In that case, it's indicated. And in the second part, there is a subheader indicating that these committees have met since the commission. Also, we would like to apologize because it came late. There were committees which were meeting until end of November, and that did not leave much time. So we are sorry, but unfortunately, it's due to the timing of the committees and the executive committee. So we will start with the first committee on the list, the Committee on Food Additives. Also, I think in the future, Madam Chair, we had discussed before, and we will put, next time we do the critical review, putting the date of the last session and the date of the next session of each committee, because there were not so many explanations, but to make it clear that these committees have not met since the last commission. So, please, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. The reason that we will do this in the future is that many of us, and I certainly confess to be one of this number, I don't remember whether a committee necessarily meets every year, every 18 months, or every 2 years. And it would be most useful to have, and the Secretary has agreed, that right underneath the name of the committee, she will include last met, and then the date, and then next meets, and then the date, which will make it easy for all of us to understand where this particular work that we see here fits in the schedule of work for that committee. I think that will be a tremendous help, and thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So the first Committee on Food Additives, last meeting will be in March 2010. There is no change because a lot of the work is ongoing and there is one item at step 2-3. The comments provided by the Chair for the last session were confirmed and there is nothing new since the last session except preparation of the work for the committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Are there any comments on this committee, which appears to be, which has a history of moving its work along quite expeditiously, and in fact is looking ever more, is looking ever constantly for ways to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of its work and the ways in which it works with commodity committees. Member for North America, please.
Thank you, Chair. As the report of the, or the chairperson's report indicates, the general standard for food additives is a priority of the committee, and as you indicated, the committee is working very hard to find efficiencies to improve its work. North America would like to call the executive committee's attention to the need to assure that the commodity committees are adhering to the recent procedural manual changes regarding the global standard on food additives. And that would be found in section 3 of the manual in the document entitled Relations Between Commodity Committees and General Subject Committees, specifically the section on food additives. We've noted inconsistent approaches amongst the commodity committees, which does result in extra work for the Codex Committee on Food Additives. Certainly this is probably part of the learning process, but we would like to recommend to that the Executive Committee ask the Codex Secretariat to provide guidance to the committee chairs to assure that they are, first of all, aware of the procedural manual provisions, and second, providing guidance on how to guide the discussion in their committees in line with those procedural manuals. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for North America. This, in a complicated world, in a busy secretariat flying all over the world, you have made a reasonable request, and that is that the secretariat do its best to make sure that its members, its first officers, give consistent advice across all commodity committees. And I hope the Secretariat can take that suggestion on board. I know that you already do your best, and we encourage you in that effort. I don't know that anything different is called for, just more of the same and ever greater consistency. Do you have something you would like to say in response? Madam Secretary, please.
Chair. Also, we recall that at the last session of the Commission, there was it came from the Committee on Attitudes, which was asking the Commission also to make a general recommendation regarding the Additives Committee was asking the Commodity Committees to include reference to the guidelines on use of flavorings, and also to prepare a proposal for the revision of the section on the format for commodity standards in the manual. But also there was always this general recommendation that goes from various general committees to specialized committees, and that was the case regarding the also to facilitate whether the endorsement procedure or the consistency between the general standards for additives and the provisions in commodity standards. There is quite a lot of work, and I can assure you that the Secretariat is working on that as well. For example, for the next session of the Committee on Milk and Milk Products, our colleagues working on that committee have prepared a very comprehensive document on all the inconsistencies between the way the additives are presented, etc. We also worked on a review of all the additives provisions in the Committee on Fish and Fishery Products. In some other committees like fats and oils, this review was completed, so we are really aware of this very important issue, and of course we are very pleased with an additional recommendation from the Executive Committee, and of course we will do our best. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Are there any other comments? North America, you have a further comment to make? No? I see no flags on this committee. Then it would seem that there is nothing to say. This committee is working quite well. Let's look next to the Codex Committee on Contaminants and Foods, which has one entry.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There is one entry because it's recently approved as new work on Brazil nuts. And there's also recent scientific advice from JECFA. And there is only one item because the other items of work have just been approved as new work for the Commission, so they are not on the critical review because they have not yet been discussed. And also, you will recall that the Contaminants Committee adopted proposed several codes of practice for adoption at step 5 and 8 at the last session of the Commission, so the work had been proceeding quite rapidly and even ahead of schedule. Thank you.
Very good. Well, we certainly wouldn't want to get in the way of that. If I see no flags, which I do not, member for North
Southwest Pacific.
A comment on this particular document. Yes, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to clarify what the Secretary said, there's only one piece of work listed under the Contaminants Committee because we dealt with the other pieces of work in the previous one. Is this not a list of all the work that's in that committee?
Thank you, member. The question really goes to basic structure of this document. Perhaps it's appropriate to take that up here, whether the member is asking whether all items under work in a particular committee should be listed or only a select number, if I understand the question of the member. Madam Secretary?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So far we are discussing the monitoring and how it progresses. That would be, of course, for the Executive Committee to decide. So far we have indicated what was in progress. Now, if you consider that also items which have only been approved as new work by the Commission, in some committees when we had comments on that from the Chair, of course, we put them in the table, but that's really up to the Executive Committee and what is the purpose of the monitoring, because we can not make a lot of comments on something which has not yet been discussed at all by committee, so that's really up to the Executive Committee. We can add that, but so far it was not so much the case. We have not added what has just been approved as new work by the Commission. when the committee has not yet met, of course, and not discussed. If we also want to do that, you will decide and we will do it. It's only some addition in the table. That's really up to the committee. But it's because in practice there is not much to say, but it's up to you. So we can add in the future if you consider it's necessary, of course. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Well, we're really talking about a matter of how to structure this document, whether to include some things and not others, or everything. Member for Southwest Pacific, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Perhaps it would be a useful discussion to have at the end when we've been through the document. We've used it a couple of times, and maybe now might be a good time to have a look at that after we've been through the other committees. Thank you.
Thank you. Very good. We will have a better sense as we have finished working through this document. All right. We have then looked at contaminants. See no comments. Let's turn now to the Codex Committee on Fats and Oils, which has several entries here, some of which may call for comment. Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There are several items. The committee has not met since the last session. The committee is meeting every 2 years, and it will meet in February of 2011. We would indicate that the update as regards the last consideration of this item in the executive committee is the fact that the proposed draft amendment to the code on the criteria, the item at step 6, was adopted at step 5 by the last session of the committee. And I would also like to draw your attention to the discussion in this committee at its last session in June 2009. And there was discussion on the proposed draft and draft list of cargoes, which have been in the system, as you see, for quite some time. There was scientific advice. There is extensive discussion. It is related to the criteria which were now adopted by the Commission at step 5, and there was also a decision that these issues should not be discussed in the Executive Committee, but the Committee encouraged the Committee on Fats and Oils to finalize its work on the list at the next session in 2011. So there is already a recommendation from the last session of the Executive Committee, and in view of the fact that the committee has not met, we would consider that this recommendation would stand, and perhaps we do not need to go into more discussion because there is nothing new, and the committee is quite aware of this issue. Similarly, as regards the item on the linoleic acid in olive oil, there was also a discussion at the last session. The comments which remained in the table were those of the chair, and they were endorsed by the executive committee, recommending to the committee to finalize the amendment and endorsing the recommendation of the chair of the committee that if there was no agreement, work should be discontinued. So we already have the recommendations from the executive committee at the last session. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Secretary. What our Secretary has just done also suggests a potential change for the presentation of information in the next version of this table. And that is, in brief, as she just did, she will include a reminder for us, an aid to our memory, mine being very poor, to remind us what we did last time, that we did such and such, we made thus and thus recommendation, and this was endorsed by the executive committee. That would be very helpful, and we thank you for that. So that will appear in future versions of this table to help us remember what we did. Those are very clear on the first, on these first three items. Are there any other comments on any items that we wish to make in addition on Committee on Fats and Oils? Member for Near East, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have a comment to make regarding the olive oil issue. سيدتي نحن نعتقد بأنه يجب أن يؤخذ رأي المنظمات الدولية المتخصصة في هذا الموضوع مثل المجلس الدولي لزيت الزيتون International Olive Oil Council فيما يتعلق بموضوع حمض اللينولينيك لأن موضوع حمض اللينولينيك هو موضوع نوعية يتعلق بالنوعية وليس شيء آخر في زيت الزيتون وزيت التفل أيضا تفل الزيتون ف يعني هذه الخطوة نرى بأنها ضرورية كونه الانترناشنال أوليف أويل كونسل معني منذ زمن طويل ولو تاريخ طويل في موضوع زيت الزيتون والمواصفات الموضوعة من قبله بخصوص هذه المادة هي مطبقة في كثير من الدول البحر الأبيض المتوسط اللي هي معنية أكثر شيء في 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 الـ في البرودكشن تبع زيت الزيتون فهذا هو الاقتراح الآن سيدتي رئيسة بأنه من الضروري جدا الرجوع إلى مثل هذه المنظمات للاسترشاد بما لديها بخصوص هذا الموضوع وشكرا
Thank you for member for the Near East. The secretary informs me, and she could add more information here, that in fact this council has taken part in discussion in discussion of this particular issue, and yet consensus has not been found, notwithstanding the input of this other international standard setting, other international body. In such a case, perhaps we should hear from the member for Latin America and the Caribbean, but in such a case, we perhaps would consider, as we suggested last time, to take a breather, take a break, and perhaps take the work up again when after a few years. Not stop. We're not talking about ending the work, that it's not worthwhile, but maybe to take a break. But I would ask for a comment from the member for Latin America and the Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. No, en realidad, nos parecía que era un tema para el que no ameritaba hacer ningún tipo de comentarios porque estamos a la espera de que se resuelva. Simplemente mi intervención apuntaba a que en lo particular considerábamos que no había que hacer ningún tipo de mención al COI y esto haciendo la salvedad de que Argentina a partir de este año es miembro del COI y hemos ingresado a esa organización justamente para ver si desde adentro se logra hacer comprender que hay aceites que si bien no cumplen con los parámetros que se fijaron hace décadas en el COI, son aceites de oliva genuinos porque se desarrollan en zonas con condiciones agroecológicas totalmente distintas. Con lo cual, el hecho de que una organización internacional que reúne a ciertos miembros tenga criterios distintos, no quiere decir que sea la verdad absoluta en el tema, y por eso es que seguimos discutiéndolo en el ámbito del Códex, que es multilateral. Gracias.
Thank you, Member for Latin America and the Caribbean. Given your observation, the observation of the Member for the Near East, and the long discussion of this item in this committee, and the previous statement by the Executive Committee, that if agreement can't be reached, perhaps this work could be set aside for a few years, perhaps to be taken up again when we can see the way through to agreement. The reason we do this, and this falls in the realm of corrective action, is that we all recognize we can't do everything. If we can't come to agreement, however much it may be desirable to do so, we need to set such work aside and do work that we can come to agreement on. Then take that work up again at a future time when perhaps circumstances are more conducive to agreement. Thank you for those thoughtful comments. I appreciate your spirit of attempting to find another solution. Member from Near East, and let's move on then. Keeping to our previous endorsement by this committee of the comment by the chair. And turn next to the Codex Committee on Food Import and Export and Certification Systems. Madam Secretary.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There are two items. The committee will meet in March 2010. It meets every year. Similarly, there are quite recent items of work, because you see the one was undertaken in 2008 and another one in 2009, so it was approved as new work this year, so that comes back to the discussion we had before, and we have comments on detailed comments from the chair on these two items on how it is proceeding, but for the second one it has not yet been considered by the committee. So that's really at the beginning of the development. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Interesting comments from the chair. Again, here is a new work that is in fact just approved by the Commission. So we have a certain inconsistency in presentation. Member for Southwest Pacific, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to clarify the comment that CCFIX actually meets every year. That has now changed. We last met in November 2009, and because we were having the physical working groups in July, we moved the session for we met in November 2008 in the Philippines. We now don't meet until March 2010, and the next meeting is not scheduled until November 2011. So I just want the Executive Committee to be aware that having had to move that schedule, that may impede this work from being finished by its target date of 5 years. Thank you.
Thank you very much. For that point, Member for Southwest Pacific, we do keep close attention to those projected completion dates, and that's important information to note. Let's move next then to the Committee on Food Labeling, and Madam Secretary, I invite you to introduce this group of draft standards.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There is Food labeling has not met till the last session of the Commission and the Executive Committee. Its meeting will be held in May 2010. On the first item, you see that it was undertaken in 2006, with a completion date in 2008, but a part of this work was already adopted in 2008. The use of ethylene for kiwi fruit and bananas but now they agreed to discuss possible other possible uses. So this is why discussion is continuing. But the initial purpose of the work was completed. They're only now looking at other uses. So to explain the date. Regarding that committee, as we have been discussing in previous session of the executive committee, the main issue to be delayed is the definitions and the guidelines for labeling of foods obtained through genetic modification, genetic engineering on the labeling provisions. And in the first case on the definition, there is no consensus in the committee. Initially, this work was undertaken separately as an amendment to the general labeling standard. On the item on the labeling provisions, there is a new timetable set by the Committee on Labeling. 4 years, and in that case we have indicated the discussion and the decision of the previous executive committee, which noted the deadline and expected that the Committee on Food Labeling would complete the work by 2011, and if it did not, the committee would recommend corrective action. So there is the discussion at the last session regarding the guidelines on nutrition labeling. And the criteria for eligibility of nutrition labeling, there are both amendments to proposed amendments to the guidelines on nutrition labeling, and it was initiated in 2008 with a deadline, as you see, quite late 2015, and the other one 2013. So this is all. There is one issue which is on small item, which is progressing normally, the one at step six, two items on which, as you know, there has been substantial delay, and two relatively new issues, to summarize. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. The Codex Executive Committee has commented, as the Secretary has noted, on the draft guidelines for labeling of foods obtained through genetic modification means and labeling provisions, and has recommended that the work be completed by 2011 or corrective action would be suggested. And this recommendation has been heard quite this committee. I think they are taking it seriously. The one I might make for your consideration is that there is a companion piece of work on definitions that might well be logically subject to the same discipline, that if work is not completed by 2011, really there should be a pause in that work. The two pieces of work are clearly connected, and I would ask the committee whether it is logical to apply the same discipline to the definition work as it is to the labeling work. I see nodding heads around the room. Then the committee, the member for Europe? No. I see apparent consensus on this point, so then the executive committee will note that we would hope this committee could complete work on definitions as it has committed to completing work on labeling provisions by 2011. Are there comments on any of the other items of agenda items in this committee? I see none. I have just been reminded of a coffee break, which we are obliged to take. It is mandatory. Please drink coffee. I don't know who benefits from this, but please drink coffee. And please be back at 11:15, in 15 minutes. Thank you very much. Sorry for that abrupt transition. See you in 15 minutes.